As I look at the woman that's looking back at me in the mirror, I look and I see changes. Do I really know this woman that's in the mirror? How much she has changed from when she was younger, the few things that she's been through. She seems really strong. Sometimes you can see that all she wants to do is cry. I don't know how this woman does it. I look at her and I think, you're just a stranger. Do I really know you? And then I look at her and go, oh my goodness, this woman is so strong. How did she get there? How did she become this independent, strong woman? As I look at this woman, I think of all the things that she's been through. She actually hasn't told me what she's been through, but I know. I know a number of the trials, the tragedies, and the circumstances of some of the things that she's been through that has made her strong. What is it that keeps her going? What is it that has changed her, tragedy after tragedy? What is it that makes her strong? Does she have faith? Does she have support? Is she a businesswoman? Is she a mother, daughter, wife, or even a widow? I look at her and I think of the age that she's about to turn. She's done well. She's picked up her life and she has moved forward no matter what has happened. I look at this woman in the mirror and I see a proud mother. I see a woman who owns her decisions. I see a woman who has taken her family and really helped them to become the people that they are. I see this woman who explores a few things, but she owns every decision that she's made. I see a number of mistakes that she's made over the years, but she's turned them around. Knowing this woman in the mirror has been a chapter after chapter. Her book is full of lots of chapters. Some are dramatic, some are easygoing. But I tell you what, over the next few weeks as we do these podcasts, we're going to explore of knowing the woman in the mirror. As we do, I want you to look at the person that's looking back at you. Do you know them? Do you know where they get their strengths from? These are things that we're going to explore, personal and business. What makes that person tick? How do they get there? I'm Kerry Hortrow, and I'm proud to be a woman looking back.